Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. And for this segment, Tri-City Services. A big shout out to both of them and thank them for being here on this September 4th, 2025. And of course, those sponsors mean we are talking to Southwood County YMCA. We got Jacob with us right now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
We were joking beforehand. It's been so long. But we just saw each other a couple weeks ago. I wanted to start right there, Jacob, and congratulate you and the team on the success of the run. Tell us a little bit how it was from your perspective.
Yeah, I thought it went really well as too. Granted, we beat the rain.
Yeah,
like that was literally crazy. Beat the rain.
That was crazy. If I wasn't there seeing it happen, I don't know if I would have believed what was going on there. Mm-hmm. But literally, the drops and the thunder happened as the last runner is going across the line. Yep. That was crazy.
I would say, yeah. Other than beating the rain out and everything, I just, again, thanks for all the sponsors to helping us put that on, as well as then the members and the people who in the community that came out and supported us. Because, I mean, that run is for helping the YMCA and supporting the YMCA. And I'm excited about what we can do next year and what things that we can make it better, because a big part of at least my philosophy is that we can always do better. So yeah, yeah. I enjoy everybody's feedback that we got from that run. But overall, it was good feedback.
I heard from people certainly during the event coming up, being broadcasting down there, heard from a lot of people at the event, of course, and ran into a number of people. What I found really cool is like days later, hearing from people that I'm sore from that run, but man, that was great. Or that they had fun talking about how the weather and we dodged it. Some of those things, they enjoyed themselves. They enjoyed the time, they had fun with it, and for a good cause. The Membership for All program that this is really a main fundraiser for, mm-hmm. is so that we can get as many individuals in this community at that Y as we can. It's such a great cause. So to hear that, to see the great turnout we had, to hear, I think, because I'm the same as you are, man, we can always be better. I love hearing that from mm-hmm. you. It was great. Had you not said that, I think it'd be fine. I think it's cool that you feel that way, and I look forward to next year's, plan on being there. It's going to be a great time. Going forward, looking ahead here, we've got some great programs and events we want to talk about. And mm-hmm. Jacob, the 30 for 30 on board sessions, we wanted to start there.
Yeah, so these three 30-minute onboarding sessions are for new members as well as then members who want to renew their membership. This just gives you an opportunity to work with a personal trainer. Through three 30-minute sessions, you get a chance to step on our InBody body composition analysis machine, which gives you that baseline of how much muscle mass you have on you, how much fat mass, what direction do we need to go in. But then those following sessions, those other two, are in order for you to get an understanding of a functional movement screening as well as then a strength bias testing to really show you what are some of those low-hanging fruits that you can work on to just better overall functionality in life, but also physically and mentally.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, not only doing these things, certainly. We could talk endlessly about the positives and the great impact it could have on your mental health, your body, your longevity, you being here. You got people that want you around as long as possible. This is the kind of things that help make that happen. Having somebody there with you along with it, somebody that knows their stuff, for lack of a better way to put it, can go so far in this, especially when it comes to exercise or any type of working out that you're going to do. And this is really the case for your body or your mind. Mm-hmm. Having that other person there, and almost a third party, if you will. Yeah. They don't have necessarily a stake in the game other than to try to give you your best life. Mm-hmm. And that's a really cool thing to have as an assistant, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so you don't go in there blind either. And it's so you have a purpose and a direction to what you want to do and what resources are available for you at the Y to get to the goal that you want to get to.
It's growing up in an athlete family, I've literally been working out my whole life. It's one of my earliest memories. I forget sometimes that's not everybody. Not everybody mm-hmm. walks into a gym and knows what to do or approaches this topic and like, okay, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. Like sometimes though, what do I do? Is an important, a really key part of this. Having the resources there at the Y for something like this, man, that's a game changer. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to see where that goes and who really indulges into that program. We just had, my office is right out in the front desk area, yeah. And I think I heard the front desk say, "Hey, are you available for a tour? Hey, are you available to give a tour?" I think we had, it's that new, coming off of summer into fall, mm-hmm. now it's time to kind of get in there, and this is starting quite literally September 2nd. Okay. So 2 days ago it started out.
So it is already in progress. And so a great opportunity right now getting on and getting on this and finding out more about it. And a great way to do that, stopping by the Y, certainly a one way. And we'll give you Jacob's other information before we wrap up.
Yeah, no doubt.
And a real great job by you guys, too, with this program, by the way. I almost skated past that. Great idea. Great idea. Really original, fun program and idea. And looking forward to hearing how this develops, how this goes for you guys. It's already sounding to be positive.
No doubt.
We got some great events coming up in the Y. We love to highlight these. The Mother-Daughter Pajama Party. That is one of the better sentences I will say today. That really is an awesome sentence. Mother-Daughter Pajama Party. That sounds awesome. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for them. Girls of all ages, bring your mom and grandma on down, because I want to make sure that that's clear. It's not just mom, but it could be grandma or somebody like that.
Exactly. And it's coming up pretty soon. Within the next couple weeks, it's Friday, September 19th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We plan on having a pizza party, some arts and crafts, as well as then potentially some Zumba thrown in there as well to give you some dancing to do, as well as then some louder music. But yeah, just a lot of events. It's a fun opportunity to for the mother and daughter, as well as then grandma and granddaughter, to get together and have some fun.
Pizza party, face painting, gym games. There's so much to enjoy about this. Getting to the I remember in school when they would do this, where you get to wear your pajamas to school or something like that. Like, that's always fun. That never gets old. No matter if you were a kid or your grandma or an older sister or any of these things. One thing I'd like people to keep in mind, too, when we're talking about these events at the Y, it's something that I actually, in part, I think I'm thinking about because I had Sheriff Becker in yesterday, and I'm always very adamant about how adults are around kids and how much they're sponges and they're taking all this in and how we treat people. As you go to the Y, as your kids or your, you know, kids you're with or whatever, you're going to the Y more and more, that becomes common to them. And then they grow up to be adults that want to go to the Y and use our Ys in our facilities that we have. It's an encouraging thing to think of, I think, when you think about the long-term impact of just a fun mother-daughter pajama party can have. Yeah. And a great memory for a kid of the Y and them as an adult wanting to go to the Y and be a member.
And it comes back to when I was last on this radio show. It's just like getting your kids involved as well as then in the different programs that we offer. And we have a couple that are coming up. So very recently, I've now the youth sports director.
Yeah, congrats
outside
about that,
of the healthy living position. So I'm excited to kind of really interject some new fun activities into our youth programs when it comes to sports. And again, when we talk about sports at the Y, this is a developmental time. This is for them to understand the game, understand the skills that go involved with it, but also the camaraderie of learning it with others within their grades or friends. Like, we have gym and swim for the homeschool kids that we spend about an hour in the gym learning different skills and doing different activities with other participants. But then you also get another hour of open swim time. We have flag football right around the corner. We got a coaches meeting tonight, and then we kick off next week, Thursday, over at Meade Park with the city, as well as then having some games at the YMCA, because we do have that many people involved in that program. I'm super excited to see where that goes.
Piggybacking off of that, are you guys looking for coaches and things?
Yeah, honestly, we have a ton of coaches, and that is awesome to see that the parents want to get involved. But what we're really looking for is anybody who's open to refereeing. It's Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We just ask you to help ref two games per night. And there's some things that go along with that within the YMCA that we can talk about in person if you are interested about that. I think that's the biggest thing that we're looking for right now.
Big gives us an opportunity to shout out all of our refs, our umpires out there. These games don't get played without them. We really do appreciate all the people. 90% of these people are volunteering doing these things, especially as the local high school sports season's really kicking into gear. I think it's a good reminder to everybody to treat them right, to appreciate them. We don't get to play these games without these refs, these umpires and that. And a great opportunity for you to kind of put your money where your mouth is. Every one of us sports fans have barked at a referee on the TV before. Now's a chance to really get in there and really make an impact. I got to do this. A friend of mine coached my little brother in flag football. It was one of the better experiences him and I had. It was a real bonding thing for Nick and I, and we really enjoyed it. And Nick still talks about it to this day. It just came up a couple months ago when we were talking about his son and the idea of Nick reffing and the idea of Nick doing something like that or coaching at a flag football team. Encourage you to do it. From what it seems like, it's so much more than that. It's so much even better than that, what you can imagine. It's a really good opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the mother-daughter pajama party is, again, coming up Friday, September 19th, 5:30 to 7:30 over at the Y. Find out more and how to register at swcymca.org. Give you more information as we go on. Start strong. That 3 30-minute onboard sessions, again, just mentioning that is a great program. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to find out more about that one as well. The Holiday Hustle Challenge. What is this? This sounds cool. I like this.
So this is another buddy challenge. We had one very similar to last year in spring. But this year, we're doing a little holiday hustle challenge. So essentially, I'm encouraging people to pair up with a buddy. You'll get about 6 weeks of personal training with that buddy once a week. It starts October 12th through November 19th, right before Thanksgiving. But it's another challenge to really promote weight loss, but also gain muscle. Mm-hmm. You get to work with a trainer one-on-one, and in that buddy system, it's $200 per team, so it's $100 per person. And our first team meeting is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. That October 12th. That's just to get you acclimated with your trainer, get you on the InBody for baseline metrics. But then at the end of the program, we'll stop back on that InBody and have that celebration of how much effort and hard work that we put in. And then we can enjoy our fruit that we gained over that time during the holidays.
Yeah. I think you already sold it to a lot of people out there on that one, especially people that know that the holiday season is coming. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean 10 extra pounds. Yep. That's definitely around the corner. When it comes to the idea of doing this with another partner, it's funny. Seth and I were talking about this on our morning show quite a bit about the stats speak for themselves. So many times with couples and even friends, one friend is taking a weight loss program or working out more, and the other one does. And sometimes it's intentional, and a lot of the time it's just, happens, where you just kind of jump on board of these things. So we even have the data of this. I think it was, 54% of couples that do this see a positive in it, an impact in it, and a change in it. And so we know not only that it works in general, but we have the stats to kind of back up that this does, that this programs like this work. It's a really cool idea. It's also a great opportunity, too, to have somebody that... we're wishing you the best on any of your journeys, whatever you're doing. But I think most of us that have been on journeys like this know there's going to be setbacks from time to time. Having not only a good friend there along with that can be a good cheerleader along with being accountable, but having people like Jacob and the members at the Y, who this is their job, this is their game. They know this stuff inside and out. Mm-hmm. So there are very few curveballs that can be thrown at you guys. You are really able to handle this topic that really does do better with a third party. I don't want to discourage anybody from going through with whatever they're doing out there with this program or not, but I really do encourage you to check out this program. I think your likelihood of success is that much better.
Mm-hmm. And I talk about this all the time. The value that personal trainers hold is way higher than you think. And the pure fact is there's so much that's going on in social media, and that this is the right way. You try this diet. This is the best movement that you can do to lose the most weight. It's our job to decipher that. It's our job to go through that, find credible sources to actually back that up, but then to then present that to you in a way that you understand it, but then you can apply it to your life. And when we're able to do that and we have that professional value, that's why personal training and just like holiday challenge and getting in front of a coach is so important. So you have that asset to tell you what's right and what's wrong. And we can back that up with our education that we got in order to have these certifications, in order to get this job. And that's why I speak so highly about the value of what personal training can bring to you. Because we can work with multiple different people at the same time based off of their limitations and their issues that they have to work through or what goals that they want to. We can cater all those programs to the exact needs of those people.
You know, there are very few things, if almost anything in life, that is a one-size-fits-all, especially something like this. And a trend can't do the things Jacob was talking about. Social media can't do the things that Jacob was talking about. And to be just really narrow this down, the case-by-case basis. Everybody's going to be doing these programs differently. Everybody has different motivations, different goals. Having a personal trainer can, you know, tailor to those things. A trend can't do that. Social media can't do that. You guys can. You can really, which again, helps you succeed. And that's what this is about, is you succeeding at these goals that you have.
Yeah. And what's something that's really cool about the YMCA is that you, not only we have personal trainers, but we also have group classes, and these group classes are free to anybody who has a membership. These are still group classes that are set up in a way to promote either if it's weight loss or strength training. You just have to look at the description of the class. Those are all backed up from our group class coaches who do also have to go through some type of background training in order to coach those classes. And a lot of those coaches are personal trainers.
Yeah, so there you go.
They have the education. You just don't get that one-on-one setting. You just get the broad scheme of, here's what we're going to do, 3, 2, 1, go. We'll correct you as you go, but you're going to do it with 30 people in that class.
Right. It's I appreciate you breaking that down. And you know, different people are going to be interested in different ways of doing this, thanks to the options you guys give them, too. It's also a good note to everybody at the Y, and you guys really listening to the community, understanding people, and that there is no one-size-fits-all necessarily for something like this, really giving people that flexibility with it.
Yeah.
Great program.
Speaking of flexibility, we can segue right into this. We got gymnastics.
Yes.
Gymnastics is coming up. And just to remind everybody, we are holding progressives at our at the Wisconsin Rapids branch. Previously, we've done that at the youth center over in Port, but because we are rebuilding that and restructuring it, so we can still hold gymnastics over there. In the meantime, we're going to be holding that progressive over by us. But there's so many other programs that are in gymnastics, like our parkour class. We have the gymnastics then with the high school. Again, it's just more opportunities for members, but also youth, in order to gain some different skills and hand-eye coordination if they're interested in something like that.
You know, they're fun programs, and there are a few. I don't know if there's any sporting kind of class or event the kids could sign up for that I wouldn't say something like this, but especially with gymnastics, my family has at least 4 or 5 family members that really went very far with gymnastics, and I've seen the benefits to their longevity in life. I saw their bodies being much better, too, and as they got older and everything. I'm thinking of a couple in particular that blows me away when I find their ages, when I do, because they do not look it. I think I look older in some ways than like my aunt or something like that. It's wild. It's one of those programs that really does all those things. And going back to what you were saying earlier, Jacob, about working with others in the team atmosphere and learning so many of those life skills that are going to be beneficial far beyond sports, gymnastics really brings that to kids.
Yeah, and something else too, if they're not up to that age where they're able to do sports in school, we hold something called micro sports. And micro sports is just another opportunity to get the basic skills that you need for different sports like football, soccer, and basketball are just some prime examples that we have coming up this fall. But for example, our micro sports for football is going to be Tuesday from 4:45 to 5:15. It's 30 minutes where we get to demonstrate some skills that they're going to need when they get to that certain age, when they're able to play organized sports throughout the schools or gets to join our programs with the older kids. But that age is about 3 to 5 years old. I have a lot of fun coaching it.
I can't imagine.
You get a huge group of them, and it's awesome. It's controlled chaos.
Yes. It's a perfect way to put it. And so much fun, which is, again, another reminder of volunteering and being a referee for some of these things. It's so much fun being a part of that and these kids and watching them do this. Especially at this level, sports is not about winning and losing. It's not about those things. It's about growing the game, giving these kids some exercise, some some fun, some of the other things we've talked about. I will say, though, if you, and a lot of us as parents, sometimes you can see this, sometimes you can't, but at a young age, like, oh, my kid likes athletics. Oh, my kid is going to probably follow this in grade school, in high school, and all that. Here's a great opportunity to get them kind of early lessons, early learning of the rules and some of those things as they go on in this sport and whatever they do. And again, there's no downsides to this one. It's a positive.
And just to kind of talk a little bit more into aquatics department, we didn't really touch on that yet. But I would say like the swim lessons are on the same page with that. It's just learning the basic skills, and we have our swim lessons first sessions coming up pretty soon. I'm pretty sure next week. That's right around the corner. We have lifeguard certifications if you're looking for more opportunities for work, as well as then CPR AED. Something that I feel like our community doesn't know yet is that we offer CPR AED to the public. So you're able to get that certification through us. You just have to reach out to us.
That's a great note. I need to make sure to mention that more myself. That's a good note to bring up. And while we have talked about a lot and we have covered a lot, and you've done an amazing job, Jacob, we have only scratched the surface of all the things available over at the Y.
Oh, yeah.
Encourage you to find out more. Become a member if you are not already. And certainly follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the things that they are doing over there, especially events as they're coming up, or, you know, a couple of weeks away. Maybe even just a reminder of that event that you already planned on attending. And of course, being a part of things over there, encourage you to do that. Learn more about the programs and classes available. And Jacob, if people have follow-up questions for you specifically, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me by honestly calling me. I enjoy phone calls more than emails, but my phone number is 715-818-6015. But if you do want to email me, it is my last name. It's a long one. So it's KLATKIE WICZ at SWCYMCA.org.
I just realized I went this whole interview and did not say your last name, and that was not intentional. It wasn't intentional, but we've just been talking for so long. Yo. And is it your Jacob to me? Please reach out to Jacob and find out more about all these cool programs and classes and events they have going on. Along with those events, you can register for them right at that website, SWCYMCA.org. Of course, stop on down to the Y if you get a chance and check out the beautiful, great building over there. Jacob, say hi to the team for us over there. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you.
We'll talk soon. A big, big time thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment. Greatly appreciate the good people over there. Wishing them a good day. And, of course, thanking our friends at Crockett Septic for sponsoring this segment as well. The WFHR's rapid support